Russia and NATO are two of the world's most famous adversaries, but they're looking more like teammates these days. If a partnership develops, at its center would be a greater role for Russia in the war in Afghanistan. Still, as NPR's David Green reports, many Russians have painful memories of their own humiliating experience in that country.
No one's been watching these Russia-NATO discussions more closely than Fyodor Lukyanov. He's editor of a journal called Russia in Global Affairs. We met for coffee near a landmark that symbolizes Russian and Western interests mingling.
One of the most popular squares in the downtown of Moscow, very close to First McDonald's.
Now, Lukyanov says, Russia has realized a new shared interest, making sure Afghanistan is stable after the war.
Because Russia claimed so many times this sphere of privileged interest that it will be completely destructive for image to say, no, we don't have to do with that.
It's not just about image. Moscow has grown increasingly alarmed, watching drugs and extremism spill from Afghanistan into the former Soviet republics of Central Asia. It just began to make sense that Russia should coordinate with NATO to stabilize the region. It's hard to describe how unpopular this idea is here. Many Russians remember the 1980s when 15,000 Soviet fighters were killed in Afghanistan, often fighting American-funded mujahideen. Lukyanov has written about Russia being NATO's partner today. Readers have sent vicious comments.
So then you understand how little sympathy.
What were some of the comments you were getting to?
Yeah, comments are that Americans should blame themselves and let them fail completely. Russia should not help them.
When the U.S. went into Afghanistan after 9/11, the Kremlin ruled out sending ground troops, and Russia has complained about the U.S. and NATO using an airbase in the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan. Last week, however, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev vowed to open more transportation routes for NATO across Russia. Those supply lines could be vital since NATO convoys have been attacked in Pakistan. Another area drawing Russia and NATO closer is the fight against drugs. Some 30,000 Russians die each year from drug use, and usually the killer is Afghan heroin. Viktor Ivanov is Russia's top anti-narcotics official, and he's close to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Ivanov's one of the voices in the government calling for a larger Russian role in shaping Afghanistan's future. Instability there, he says, is sending the region into a spiral.
We've seen this develop in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan. We've seen opposition movements and extremists. They're controlling the flow of heroin. They're getting money from it, and that only helps them expand their activities.
Last month, Ivanov sent several Russian agents onto Afghan soil to help U.S. and NATO forces shut down four drug labs. Initially, at least, Afghan President Hamid Karzai was furious that he wasn't warned a non-NATO country was involved in an operation within his borders. Yet Russia's talking about more drug raids. They're also offering to train Afghan helicopter pilots. There's no talk of military units, yet even the smallest involvement worries many Russians, given the history. 1989, the final Soviet troops withdrew from an embarrassing war in Afghanistan, which was seen as a waste of lives and money. To some here, NATO's war is just a sequel. Afghanistan, again, proving impossible for foreign invaders. Ruslan Aushev is a former Soviet and Russian general who was in Afghanistan and now leads an organization helping veterans. That joint raid last month may have involved only a couple drug agents, but he says it crossed the line and risks damaging Russia's image.
Even if it's one Russian soldier to an Afghan population that has no means of communication, maybe it's a force of 100,000. All the bad memories will come back. In remote villages, there will be rumors Soviet soldiers are back in Afghanistan.
This, he says, will play into the Taliban's hands. They'll get to vilify another foreign invader, a familiar one. David Green, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.